It is a day after the Academy Awards, and of course we're going to have Willie Waffle in. Let's go to America's Radio Newsline. That's where Mr. Waffle is standing by. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Willie.
Someone please wake me up.
Are you still sleeping from the Oscars?
Wait a minute. Let's just play a little tidbit of the Oscars and get Mr. Waffle to react to this. Go ahead.
Of course, mostly my wonderful wife. I didn't think I was like this.
Yeah, I am kind of speechless. Golly sakes, there's people up there, too. When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so f***.
So tell me, Willie, was Mr. what was that guy's name? Mr. Bale forgetting his wife's name? Because I couldn't remember his. And then, of course...
I don't think he was really forgetting her name. I think he was getting choked up.
You think so?
He just had trouble saying it.
Yeah.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because there were so many other people who were so horrible. I at least want him to have that one wonderful moment.
And Melissa Leo dropping a profanity there on the live broadcast.
Isn't it sad? This is the Oscars. The only thing this Oscars will ever be remembered for is the first person to ever drop the F-bomb at the Oscars.
Willie, you said there were so many bad moments. Name what you think is the worst moment, but then tell me what you think was the best moment.
I think the worst moment would have to be any time James Franco sat there looking, well, sat there like a stone. Mm. I mean, he was doing nothing. There was no animation to him whatsoever. Poor Anne Hathaway, she's out there, she's trying hard, she's trying to bring some energy to this thing, and they just weren't giving them any kind of dialogue or any kind of lines to make this work. And that's what happens when you hire hosts who are not comedians, who mm-hmm. are not, you know, hosts. I mean, these are actors. They were hired to read the lines that were given to them, no matter how bad they were. I mean, she was out there trying so hard, it was like she was on Saturday Night Live again.
So what about the best?
I think the best moment, you know, I really liked Colin Firth's speech, acceptance speech. I thought it was truly from the heart. I loved Billy Crystal making a comeback, reminding everybody what a real Oscar host looks like. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I think another best moment was it almost ended on time. I mean, that's what happens when you don't have to pause for laughter. You can get done at right about 11:30.
And what did you think about Kirk Douglas?
You know, Kirk Douglas, I have mixed emotions. I understand we want to honor just such a great legend. Just I get the feeling when I watch Dick Clark on New Year's Eve. That, you know, I know this is a struggle. I know mm-hmm. you want to prove that you're not going to be taken down by this health problem.
Right.
But maybe you should just, you know, kind of step away from the spotlight. You know, I think Kirk Douglas was very funny. I thought he was very charming. I loved it when he and Melissa Leo were flirting before she blew it by dropping the F-bomb. it was hard to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? One of the nice spots of the evening, and again, I was torn on this when they were about ready to get, and you mentioned Billy Crystal because he was the one that actually tossed to this bit of technology that actually saw Bob Hope make a return to the Academy Awards utilizing this incredible technology that we have at our disposal. My first thought was, man, isn't that cool that we can do that? And then my next thought was, man, how desperate are you to bring back some life to your show when you're bringing it back? Somebody that has passed away, a star who basically outshines anybody else that was on the stage from the grave, for goodness sake.
Well, and I think you hit it on the head. I mean, I love kind of, you know, showing people that the Oscars existed before the Twilight Trilogy ever came about. I mean, you know, there are some young people out there who think that the Oscars were always in color and they were hosted by, you know, Whoopi Goldberg or,
yeah.
or, you know, Hugh Jackman. I mean, it's great to reach back and show the history. I'm a little disturbed when we manipulate images from past movies and from deceased celebrities
right.
to say something that we want them to say, or to sell a car that we want them to sell, or to sell a vacuum cleaner that we want them to sell. I just feel like, you know, that just seems out of bounds to me. You know, nobody said Bob Hope wanted to make another appearance at the Oscars. And hey, did he pay? I don't think so.
Well, you know, any surprises as far as you're concerned is about who received the statuettes, or did it pretty much go as scripted, if you'll pardon the pun?
It went pretty much as we expected. I think the one surprise we were looking for was maybe in Best Supporting Actress and maybe in Best Director. But, you know, Melissa Leo, even though she ran this very kind of funny Oscar campaign for herself a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people took it the wrong way. They thought it was very gauche. They felt it was very just undignified. And there was a thought that maybe she was going to lose, that it cost her votes, and that young little Haley Steinfeld from True Grit was going to sneak in there. But that didn't happen. And maybe that's the biggest surprise. You look at the way the Oscars were distributed so well. You know, the King's Speech had 12 nominations, but only won four Oscars. It tied with Inception for the most Oscars. And poor True Grit got zero Oscars out of 10 nominations. Mm. And I'm sorry, can I just cry a little bit when the Wolfman wins an Oscar and True Grit does not?
I really was hoping for little Haley. I was really rooting for her. And
and I like her, and she will hopefully get a chance again someday in the future.
All right. He is Willie Waffle. He's a film critic with DC50 TV and WaffleMovies.com. Mr. Waffle, thanks a lot for coming in for a special performance with us here on Monday. And we'll see you on Friday to talk about what's coming up in the cinema for the weekend.
And I will be much more lively than James Franco has ever hoped.
We know it.